We will be visiting. As a matter of fact, I think we've got him on the line right now. He is known as Gunner, Ghost Gunner, Cody Wilson. Hey, Cody, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you myself. We're glad you're here. Cody, tell me about your book, first of all. Come and take it. I'm intrigued by the title.
well, you can recognize that motto,
yeah.
the Texan defiance that it has. But it's a history of my company. My company is Defense Distributed. We pioneered the 3D printing of guns, the digital techniques using the internet, allow people to make guns in ways they hadn't made before. And now, these days, our company sells equipment and hardware that we've developed to allow you to mill and otherwise manufacture your guns just like they'd be made from military specifications. So we're all about kind of taking the promise of the Second Amendment and making a do-it-yourself project, if you will.
You are considered a Second Amendment analyst and, of course, author. And you are also the proprietor of GhostGunner.net. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, GhostGunner.net is a hot property right now. Now, obviously, Trump won. Hillary didn't win. And we're not, you know, proceeding into the long night of our Second Amendment. Not today. But even so, GhostGunner and the techniques and technologies we've got for sale there allow you to make your own AR-type rifles from home. Just as they're made by the military or military manufacturers, they allow you to complete these things without having to, you know, serialize your gun, for instance. We really emphasize this kind of direct private mode of manufacturing for yourself. And it's not just a way of radically, you know, embodying the promise of your Second Amendment. It's also a way of teaching yourself something special in this kind of, in this modern moment, reindustrializing in a way, and giving yourself a skill that you ordinarily don't have the excuse to develop.
What do you say to people that say nobody needs an AR?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's coy. Sometimes I respond in a cheeky way, or sometimes they're deadly serious when they say that.
Right.
And I say I go the full way. So look, in my heart of hearts, I say no. The Second Amendment only means guns like the AR-15. I mean, if there's a promise for having weapons, and the reason for including that promise in our founding documents is so that the people would have access to military-grade arms. There's no reason for someone to have a shotgun, frankly, but there is a reason for them to have weapons that would allow them to do battle with their government. That's the extreme and honest position.
Yeah. Do you think that these weapons that are indeed semi-automatic, that are so commonly referred to in the national media as fully automatic, are misunderstood?
Well, sure I do, because, you know, everybody responds to weapons on the aesthetic level. You know, the so-called black rifle, just because it's painted black, anodized, and has some interesting plastic furniture on it, automatically begins to look like a death machine to, mm-hmm. to people who you have an interest in painting it, that picture to you. And yeah, I'm a little frustrated in that, even though we banned automatic weapons in the 80s, it does no good rhetorically, because they, meaning this kind of, you know, lobby, anti-gun lobby, they can simply focus group a term and like a assault weapon or assault rifle or semi-automatic and make you think it's the same thing. So we'll take guns away from ourselves to mollify a group of people that will just try to develop another kind of term to take another segment of our guns away.
How do we get a copy of Come and Take It, The Gun Printer's Guide to Thinking Free?
That book's on Amazon. It's with Simon & Schuster, so I assume all fine, you know, booksellers. And we're online, man. Defense Distributed, Ghost Gunner. If you want to learn how to make a gun, odds are you've bumped into us online already.
I appreciate it very much. Have a good day.